Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to this Wednesday meeting, Wednesday teachings. I believe it has been a good time of appointment with the Lord since the year began. We thank you for his mercy and for so much grace granted to us, so we can run the race. Where there's no grace, you can't run. And you got to run to finish. You can't walk to finishing. When you are to finish, you start running. You change walk into running. Amen. At the beginning of the gospel, the instruction is walk, 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 walk. And many of us leaping up stood to walk. Until we mastered walking. But definitely you can't walk to the end. You got to run to the end. Amen. What I say, you got to run to the end. So your walk will change its pace to rest. And I believe that that's what they are doing. They are increasing grace to us so we can run the race. Amen. Praise the Lord. This evening, let me read a place to us in scriptures. Very important for us to tonight's message. I know heaven will help me to deliver it. He must help me to deliver it because it's a very dangerous message. It was dangerous and difficult. Hallelujah. But very, very essential. Very, very important. If anybody we arrive safely, you must get this one very, very well. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me read to us from 1 Timothy chapter 6. That's one of the bad writings of Paul. Let's take the interpretation.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I welcome you into the room of circumcision. I welcome you. I welcome you. I welcome you to the place where we cut deep into the heart. I welcome you to the place where we cut off the foreskin. I welcome you into the place where we inscribe upon your heart things that will shape your life forever. Things that will remain with you forever. For in this room, we open the seal. We open the seal. We open secrets. We bring you into secrets. We bring you into secrets. We bring you into secrets. Sit up. Sit up. And be ready for the operation tonight. For it will be terrible. It will be deep. It will cut deep. It will cut deep. It will leave you changed. It will leave you transformed. It will leave you circumcised. It will leave you transformed. Yes, it will leave you circumcised because we are opening the seal. We have brought the book and we want to open the seal. We have brought the book and we want to open the seal. The things that want to open are about your future, about your perfection, about your excellence and your glorification. So pay attention. Pay attention. Let your heart focus. Let your heart be set because we came tonight for this cause. We came to you. We are here for you. We are here for you. Yes, we have come to you. We have gathered ourselves to you to accomplish this intention, to bring this to perfection, which we have proposed to do. We have waited for your purification to this point so that we can inscribe upon your heart, even the tables of your heart, things that will live with you hereafter, that will change your heart hereafter. Welcome to the room of circumcision. Welcome to the place where we cut off the foreskin.
Amen. Praise God. They're just encouraging us not to be scared, okay? I'm scared. Let's open up our hearts and, you know, light is going to shine to us and we're going to find grace. Amen? Chapter 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke, can their own masters, worthy of all honor, by the name of God and his doctrine, be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved. They are faithful and beloved. Partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. How will Paul be referring to? He was referring here to. He was referring to servants and masters. And he was encouraging servants not to take advantage of being a Christian now. To begin to take their masters for granted. Because actually servants, they mean slaves. In their days, they were slaves. Slaves. What you find around in places of work is majorly, if it's not family business, if it's not partners, it will be but master slaves. So rich people buy slaves for the reason of to manage their estate. So those who call servants and masters here actually are rich men. Amen. In those days, there's no middle class. You're either up or you're down. Like a feudal system. Like what you find in most Arab world and the Arab nations. You know, Saudi Arabia, say, wow, people are rich here. They are slaves. Many of them, either slave or master. You can't see the slaves in public. So the poster of the public are rich men. Amen. A rich man. You see, every caste, you know, all of that, you know, it's not that they don't have poor people, they have poor people, but all their poor people are all slaves. Now, that posture was what was in the days of the scriptures. So you find James talking about if people come to your assembly, a brother and a rich man, who is rich in faith, poor in his world, that's how you're going to find it. So is that he's rich or he's poor? Praise God. So middle class evolve with time. So middle class actually are not really rich. They are part of the slave system, but they have moved up a little bit above the slave status. And that's why anytime there's a little prayer in the economy, they suffer more. Poor are always poor, they remain there. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. But any little prayer, the middle class will shake. Like it's already shaking now. Every new middle class, now they become a poor man. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, in their days, for a rich man to be a Christian, he has actually moved so much. A mere rich man can't stay in church. Because there was faith in church. There was riches of faith in church. And so, except you have grown, it's not easy to be rich and still be in church. You can see the way the apostles address rich men. Rich, rich, rich. You can see the way James addressed them. Are we right? Let's read James. Are we here tonight? I'm trusting the Lord for great light tonight. Great light, great light. Chapter 5 of James. Go to now, you rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Can you see that? Is it not too hostile? You have heaped trials together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped your fields which of you kept back by fraud? Cry it. And because they are majorly, most of laborers are slaves. They give them whatever they have. So if they don't pay them, they are due. If you have slave, I can use your slave and pay a little bit. You understand? That's how they raise most of their workers. It says they cried, and the cries of them which have lived are entered to the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have not reached your heart as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Can you see that? So he looks so harsh against them. Have you? So if you are in church and that epistle is read, what will not make you leave church that day? Well, because you have carried another weight. If you read this in an average church, if a pastor comes today and read it in an average church, half of the church will move away. Insult. Insult. What's talking? Riches. They're not the one talking. It's riches that is talking. Worse is if it's a branch pastor, they will call the headquarters immediately. If it's a deacon, they will call the bishop straight. Bishop, move this guy from this place. And bishop will try to move him. Or else he will lose financiers. So there must be something these people are seeing that we're not seeing. Abi? Eh? Amen. Is that you are gentle now, or the thing is really, is it an atmosphere of all that? So you just know that they will transfer you as a branch pastor. Definitely you must be transferred. Because you're going to spoil business. Amen. So for rich men to be in church at that day, I mean, Paul was commending them. Go back there. It means that they are not only called, they are faithful. See the next verse. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather to do them such, because they are faithful and beloved. These guys are beloved. Respect them. Not even as a brother. Much more. They have proved something that you have not proved. What Paul was saying that one is Shishen, no, and boys one. They are not just vain men. Because we're going to seal it on that these things he called riches is what they call moth. They are moth eating, or they are vain. He called it in the other verses there. Let's go to chapter 6 and move more. Verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So it means that the uncertainty of riches has become real to these people. That's why Paul will commend them as faithful. They have come to discover how uncertain. Now, if you don't have riches, don't say it's uncertain. Because you don't know it's what. How many of us here want to be rich? Let me see your hand. Just be sincere. No, say, just do it under God and under your faith. And you believe in your heart. Let me see your hand very well. And let me see who is not willing to be rich. You still want to be rich now. I'm not saying some 10 years back. Some 10 years ago, I know it was your dream. Now it's still real to you. You want to be rich. Let me see your hand. CPJ is not responding. It's not. You are looking at what is about to happen. Okay, who wants to be rich? Let me see your hand again. Let me see your hand again. Okay. Douglas, come and tell me how rich you want to be. What you want to have to really say you are rich? Come. Give me the mic. Amen. Where were the scriptures? Because something has to come to us tonight.
Okay.
Come here, let them see your face all over the world. Okay. You are reminding me of my brother. I will say, boy, let's can you do this and do that. I say, I want to be rich. I'm not ready for all those work. I want to be rich. Say, what do you want to use it for? You'll be looking at me. Say, when it comes.
Okay. Are you asking what I want to be rich? What I want to do with
no, what do you have? I will say you are rich.
Okay. Idea.
Idea.
Business idea, number one.
Idea. Don't you have idea now?
I have.
Wait, you see, just take mine. Because I have revelation here. You know, they have the thing, so they want to sway me like that one. No. I'm following all of you. I know you are more than me now. Amen. Don't you have idea now?
Okay, I have idea now.
Okay, are you rich?
I'm rich.
Okay, so you want? I thought you are already rich.
Yes.
Okay, bring my mic. Bring me my mic. Thank you. Thank you. Bring the mic. Doctor is already rich. Jesus is already rich. Doctor is already rich. Bring my mic to me. Amen. I know that's not what she meant. Who wants to be rich again? Tobe, come. So, your expectations?
If I can have the budget of Nigeria.
Are you already rich now?
No, sir.
So, we know where we're starting from, Abby? Okay, so what will you have that you will say, okay, you are rich?
The budget of Nigeria every year.
Okay, 9 trillion. Like 13 trillion. It's your expectation. Is the assumption your expectation? So don't vote for this guy, yo. Don't vote for him. He wants to own our project. If he contests, don't vote for him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why am I asking all of that? When you say somebody is rich, every generation has an estimation of who is rich. So 50 years ago, if you buy a Benz, Mercedes-Benz, if you buy that, wow, you're a rich man. You're a rich man. Because you can count how many of you have in this town. And not only what will bring you to Nigeria is somebody's earning for a whole year. So before you can think about buying a Benz, you're worth. In town where in those days you can't be like Oladapo, who are in properties worth several millions of naira as at that time. So just two of that. One of that and one other Pojo. You're a rich man. But if you have that today, you have not begun. Is that not true? You're just managing. I can have that. In the days of people like Abraham, there was a way riches were defined. Cattle. And that would be thousands of it. Majorly, what got around riches generally is that they have servants that serve it. Generally, when you see people who have riches, they will have servants. For Abraham, he had how many? 318 servants born his own. Men, servants, not their whole family. Born in his own house, raised to manage that level of wealth. Praise God. So, most people we call rich men today in our world are not really rich. Are not really rich. Rich means that it's affluence. There's affluence. Riches mean that there is industry that men are sustained by. It talks about stock of wealth, of silver and gold. So apparently I'm not sure there's any silver man that's rich. As I steals money. The system does not allow you to be rich. Amen. Because it doesn't allow you to have servants or slaves. Slaves that you pay whatever you can for and they drive, they serve. just to build the wealth or build the empire. When we're younger, it's everybody's dream to want to be rich. I remember one of these days, they asked, Funes was still young then. They were asking him, what do you like to do? Is there anything I would do that will make me rich? So he doesn't want to just be a kind of preacher. Amen. To him, I'm not a rich preacher. He wants to be rich. So if he's going to preach, he's going to be with riches. So every child wants to be rich. It's an aspiration. And it doesn't die easily until you have tried and tried and tried and give up. And you have to be humble. That's not Christianity. That's not faith. It is age or days that may collapse in your hand. It's not faith. It's not. So it's natural for men that over time and years, that aspiration, and all of us raise up our hands now, but for many of us, it's just because I said men that you remember. Is that not true? If you have not said it now or through today, it was not part of your thoughts. Or through the morning, were you thinking about it? Spirit of Yahweh must have taken over. If you're like that, just wake up and say, today, millions, 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 millions. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So if God is not against riches, all amazing thing to me is that the few people I see in scripture that God met, Abraham was a rich man. Job was a rich man. But Job was the greatest in the Middle East. Was the greatest. Was extremely rich man. Extremely rich man. And when we're younger in faith, there was that thing that makes people to preach faith with riches. Using the Patriarchal blessing, not the Patriarchs. Abraham and the rest were Patriarchs. And Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of them were rich, or they were great. In fact, Jacob was exceedingly great. Exceedingly great. So I discovered that of all men who walk with God on the earth, yeah, they were all rich. They were all really rich. So God is not the one who authored poverty. It was wickedness. Wickedness walking through all manner of things, through laziness, through disobedience and all manner, that made that thing to come up. And it has become lots of some people. Is that not true? Even said, the poor shall not cease in the land. So it's wickedness. There's no one that was born that way. It was over time. Over time. Over time. Things just went out of place. And you find people who are poor. Who are poor. Now, I want to, first of all, let us see the fact that riches is not wrong. Some of those other things are teaching feels that, oh, this guy don't care about riches. Riches is not wrong. Actually, God blessed the earth for men to be rich. The earth is blessed. Only that the riches of the earth has been hid in dark places. As I said to Cyrus, I will give you the hidden riches of secret places. Who made it dark? How do you discover oil in the east? In the desert place? How do you find oil there? And those who are put in custody are ungodly wicked men who use their wealth to put the whole world into crisis. Amen. The Ottoman Empire did not gain strength to come back. When I say Ottoman Empire, they are the extremists. Did not gain strength to come back again after it was defeated until there was oil boom. So the president has sought to find in Europe to America from the Arabian was the effect of the oil boom. I went in the house, please. So something moved, something covered it there. So the secret. So you don't get oil on the surface, it's in the depth. Is that not true? Hallelujah. So you discover that riches, let me read a place to us in Acts. Let me read a place to us in Acts of the Apostle. Paul was in Lycaonia, chapter 14, 15, and saying, sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passion with you and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities and unto the living God, which made the heaven and the earth and the seas and all things that are therein. Verse 16, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good. Are you there? And he gave us what? Rain from heaven. What again did he give? Fruitful season, filling our hearts with food and gladness. So you discover that the fellow men were not worshiping God, did not stop God from blessing their land and giving them riches. So he put riches in the land. He brought seasons, a place where people lived sometimes, and there was nothing there. People were poor. People move from it, and that people come there and discover riches. Just season. Just change seasons, and some guys just eat their whatever. So God did not look at man in order to release riches, the earthly riches. And because it's in the realm of the earth, the devil knows that he can use that against man. So what he did, he was to build estimation. That thing on the earth is uncertain. Yes, it's not something reliable. If it's earthly, it's not reliable. I went to the house, please. The same oil we're talking about now today, in a few years to come, it could be useless. Yes, just if whatever China is doing, you succeed by it, you will say oil to your children. They will say, what are you talking about? Oil is, where is it? Is it on the tree or in the wood? And that is what Nigeria will fight on. So it's uncertain. It is need of the time that put value on it. Is that not true? So if the need of the time changes, its value also do what? Changes. Praise the name of the Lord. But because of the earthly nature of man, it has become a fortified city. A man's riches is his fortified cities. When you build riches, or when riches increase, man gains confidence. It's a sphere of actualization. I guess the sphere of, wow, finally. That's why it's not easy to correct a rich man. It's not easy. Because it's working. Even if it's foolishness, he's doing. As long as foolishness is bringing wealth, I went to the house, please. What's he doing? It's working. So you don't have an idea. So it's uncertain. Number two, it is deceitful. As the money is a defense, as wisdom is a defense. Can you imagine comparing money with wisdom? As money is a defense, wisdom is a defense. The excellency is the one who cares about excellency. Superficially, it's a secured city. If it's shares you are buying, buy shares, see the way it's moving up. Buy shares, see the way it's moving up. They announced that's moved from 59 just yesterday to 120. Wow. And he had two letters, can you say? He gives promises. He speaks loud. He makes great promises. But wisdom is excellent. Why? He does not just give defense. He gives life. He gives man a substance. He gives reality. If a man has it, he has life. But to a rich man, wisdom is defined by his riches. So if there's riches, to him he's wise. I went in the house to get a place. So it's uncertain, it's deceitful. It tells lies. It gives wrong postures. It tells you my generation and the next to come after me is secured. When you look at God, it's your view into everything. It's your mirror. It's like you put on this mirror, these glasses. That is the way you see, or that is the picture through which you see everything you see. It controls your world. It controls your thoughts, your perception, your value, your estimations. It controls your company. That is why when you have it, he has you. You don't just have riches. Riches possess his owner. Amen. When I say riches now, it's not that I just want to be a doctor. You know, doctor can never make you rich. What you are doing is that you are doing necessary work and for necessary use. What's the necessary use? To make life comfortable. And you build a house, you can, your own house can be more beautiful than the other person. Doesn't make a difference. It's still a house. Amen. Praise the Lord. You buy your car, it's just going to just be another better car than the one I'm driving. See what I'm saying? You can send your children go and read abroad, maybe. That's not still riches. Amen. Do you understand? Okay, let me read about this proof to you. So you know I'm talking about riches. I said Job, baby. Let me read Job. So when Sammy said, don't give me riches. It's not the way you are thinking about it. You know what is called riches. So I'm saying, it's a king who is praying. So you can't pray that prayer the way you are, because you are not. Amen. So the way you are, work hard, okay? No, I don't want to be rich. You don't even know what courage is now. You don't know it. Amen. But a time can come to a one's life that they will open his eyes to riches. It's like a veil falls from your eyes. It's a dangerous zone of life. Yes, when the scales just fall from your eye to riches. It's not making mouth about billions. A minute to him is realistic. It's not. I went to the house. It's not trying to make, it's achievable. It's not. When he sees this place now, count how many hairs there. He's thinking about that, how much he can make. You know what the Roland, where's Roland? Was talking here. So when I see people, I see money. When I said Nigerian population is 180 million, he's thinking about 180 million. I can just make 180 billion on them straight. Yeah, you see? When he tells you, you are saying, how do you think? They have removed a seal from his head. Yours is that I'm going to earn 500,000 every month. I will save 200,000 for 1 year. Amen. I will say 200,000, and to be by December, it will be 24 million. Yes, yes. From 24 million, I will hard work, and 7,000, I will buy a cat. How many of you are there? How many of you are in that place? How many of you are there? How many of you are there? Oh, you are not even there already. Amen. We're going somewhere. Chapter 1 of Job. Let me read it so that... There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she axes. That must be a city, and a very great household. So this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. So those cabins must be like trailers. Tony has 3,000 trailers. You're not thinking that way. The cabin is like a trailer. It's a beast of burden. Serious. He was the greatest. Let's check Abraham. We know Abraham very well. Abraham, let's check 12 of Genesis. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, chapter 13. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with them. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. 12:5, and Abraham took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. So I'm just saying this, they are people of much substance. He had, for Abraham, he has transferred, he has changed money of what he has as stock. They store wealth as silver and gold. So it's like he has a bank. He has a bank or a vault. Praise God. So when you say I want to be rich, that's the one of the means. What was the, I want to be rich? What we're talking about is actually is just meet the necessary uses, doing normal thing. Okay, right? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, God gives these riches. It's available. God gives it. You can get it because you are born in there. Right? If you are born in the last family, you are just naturally a rich man. Is that not true? Okay. You can come into it by reason of grace to make speedy turnover. Speedy turnover. I'm talking about just open you to unusual way of thinking in realm of wealth. Some have just unusual way of thinking. Yeah. Even if you read the book of The Richest Man in Babylon, you won't still get it. How many of you have read the book before? Richest Man in Babylon. Let me see your hand. And you are still here. That's why motivational speakers, they make their money on you after what you don't know if they get from you. All they are saying, you see, they are just saying it. To many of them, it's not real. They can't use it. It's something you read from a book and you add your own boldness to it. Just to you, to your boasting, and you show them how rich you are. Why not take your teaching and conduct your teaching free of charge? If you're already rich, go everywhere and teach and teach and teach. And like, I'm already blessed, I'm rich. I don't sell any book. No. They will sell book, you will sow seed. So there is an endowment, an unusual endowment. It's not just diligence now. It's not just diligence. Diligence can make you to break even and to have. No, I said, no, they don't need. It can still involve good cars, good house, all of that. Okay? Right? Endowment, like God said, I will endow you, Cyrus. There's a job you want to do for me, I will endow you. So things that are kept in reserve, when it gets there, we just open up. Can you see that? Amen. So it comes by endowment, it comes by inheritance, and some of them come by corruption. Like many were in Nigeria, it comes by corruption. By stealing, by changing figures, by Yahoo means. I went in the house, please. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, the issue is this one. Some people have a will in their mind. I've told you that, number one, is that you inherit it or you are endowed with grace for it. Are programmed in their mind with a will to be rich. When they think, who say, whatever you think of, you become. Yeah. And Jesus preached one of the most dangerous message on this issue in Matthew 6. We're going to get there. If their will, let's read the place in scriptures, please. Let's go back to Timothy. Praise the name of the Lord. Chapter 6, where we read before. Verse 9, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. People have thought that, some Christians have thought that this place means that you must not be up and doing with your work. No. I have defined riches to you now. Is that not? And so it's not that which is just by diligence. Because scholar, most of us have a wrong estimation about riches. So it makes most Christians to be lazy and try to be rich. Laziness is ungodly. I think you know that. It's ungodly to be lazy. Ungodly to be lazy. But there are people whose will Thinking in everything is how to accumulate great wealth. They take dangerous risk, dangerous to their life, to life, endanger others. If you see what happens to the Chinese man, because the Chinese man wants to rule the world. They believe they are the next leader. So if they cannot rule through technology, they will rule through all manner of things. They can pack dead bodies for you to make food. Because they must be rich. I will in the house, please. It's not every Chinese man that has what it takes to be rich. But they have taken it as a family, as a national thing. So those who cannot make it through technology will find every other way to make it. It's the root is to wake up with it. Now, that soul can never grow. That was why Paul was commending this rich man. They can never grow because Jesus gave the parable of the sower. I remember the parable he gave about the seed that fell in the midst of the thorns. You remember it? The Bible says that the seed sprang up, but over time, it was choked. And he said, he called it, that it was choked by cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. So it's not just riches that choke it, it's deceitfulness. Because anybody who does not have faith or the faith of Jesus, riches to him will be deceitful. You can never get the right estimation of riches. Because it's a spirit. A spirit that is monitored by the God of this world. It's called Mammon. And you cannot serve God. And you can't, it's impossible. There are two gods. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So, for a soul to overgrow the will, the desire, to see chances of life as only meant for money. Now, it's one of the undoing of the faith movement. Because if you don't have the faith of the Son of God, and you have faith, you can't overcome the spirit of Mammon. Let me repeat that again. If you have faith, you can make money. But you cannot overcome the spirit of Mammon. You will need the faith, which is the faith of the Son of God. That's why it says, whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. It's not my faith. Your faith can overcome the world. It takes our faith, which is the faith of the Son of God, to overcome the world. What our faith does, that faith puts a reality of value and life in you that is higher than Mammon. That is stronger and higher than Mammon. Actually, when Jesus said, was responding to the young rich man that came to him. And he said, they that have riches will not enter the kingdom of God. The disciples said, who does your heads enter? He now says, they that trust in riches, he now change it. In Mark, let's say Mark's version. Mark's version. Praise God. Let's say Mark 10. Let's start from 10. 3. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Then the next verse is, and the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that do what? Trust in riches to enter. Because those who have riches normally trust in riches. So Jesus framed it to make them understand what they meant by those who have riches. If you are a natural man and you have riches, you will trust in it. You will trust in it. If you are a Christian and you have riches, you will trust in it. There is a height you must attain where the trust will collapse. There's a place you get to in the work of Jesus in which the reality of life, of faith of Jesus, will take you over and expose the vanity of riches. Because truly, it's vain. With its force of influence, it has a strong force of influence. Here is vain. Why? He can't save his owner on the day of death. He can never save the day of death. He can't save his owner. His owner will touch this way, and his hand will drop. The worst is that he will leave riches for those who will live after him, who doesn't know. If rich men see what is done to their wealth after death, they will regret their life more than their death. Most rich men die disappointed. When their death is getting close, they get sorrowful. Just seeing the display of your children around you on their values, the things that you treasure so much, they're just angry with your best house, they will cut it. Daddy, ya, Mr. Beji, ah, your heart will cut. It made no sense to them. It's not in their worldview. They are not living your worldview. So what to pack together as wealth, they actually are the things of your sorrow at the end of the day. And that's what the rich men live for, is their wealth. That's why they won't allow their child to marry somebody else, because it's not in their class. Want to leave the class of the rich men? Who convert the same by him? Who convert sorrow and nobody? To them, it's like you're getting lost. It's their estimation. They don't know any life exists outside that sphere. They don't know you can ever be joyful in your state. They don't know they can. They don't feel you can ever be joyful. When you are laughing, they feel you pretend. Is their laughter, is their joy, is their excitement. If you get close to them and you're not talking it, get bored with you. Yeah? You can say, see this great Babylon that my hands has built. Excitement. Yeah, I just finished the house. I want to visit him. I can take you through all the palaces of the house. Why is taking that place? That is Raphael's room. That place. That's the... If you remove that from his life, it's sad. Amen. So when they come to Jesus Christ, oh my God, it comes to let them see that there's a riches that is much more than that. He doesn't hate the riches, but he wants them to handle true riches. So when he sees them, he loves them. And his love for them is that they will come and handle true riches. If you have handled natural riches, you need to handle true riches. There's need for you to undo riches of God. So when you see a rich man who can teach the riches of faith, he's a blessed man. He's a beloved man. He's a faithful man. And he will teach riches of faith without any sight of his riches. He's blessed. It's a symbol of conversion. It's a symbol of attainment. It's a symbol of godliness. So Paul gave instruction to Timothy, the way to save them. You need to save them. When they come close to you, save them. Save them. Because also they are destined for eternal life. So save them. How do you save them? Instruct them not to trust in uncertain riches. Instruct them. Teach them how vain their riches are. Instruct them. Teach them. Raise them above their riches. That's when charge them. Charge them is teach them. Charge them. Teach them with expectation of response. You don't teach them, oh, people next year. No. Charge them. You teach them with response. That they that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded. It has not raised you anywhere. You are where you have been. You are where you have been. You are who you are. You have not changed by those things. Now trust not certain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. What's the next thing? That's the next thing. Amen. That they do good. They do good. Do good means that they practice faith. Because the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Not his faith. Habakkuk says, the just shall live by his faith. When the New Testament, the just shall live by faith. It's not his faith, it's the faith of God. It's the faith of the Son of God. It's an endowment of faith that comes through Jesus. That they be rich in good works. Ready. So when they are rich in good works, what is it? It makes them ready to do what? Distribute. Willing to communicate. Ready to distribute. You know that for a rich man, one of the things about it is that he does not want a poor man to be like him. Every rich man is threatened by a poor man becoming a rich man. That's why he measures how much he gives to you. He's too sure that what is given to you can never raise your estate. How will a man say that he can be 3,000 naira per minimum wage? Because he has calculated how much should be coming down here by that. To you, it's just like, what's the difference between 27 and 30? Ah, it's different. And the sum total of wealth is different. Why the argument for months? It's because you are not in the world view. Those who handle master slave knows the meaning of it. You give them a little more, you give them space for freedom. So, as they are able to distribute, as they are able to communicate, what they are doing is that they are moving upward. They are moving upward. They are laying up for them in store. They are laying their... What is when you say lay up in store? Because when you give, that you... It's not the giving they give. It's that thing they are doing positions their heart to receive true riches that raises their estate. It's, your money can never be stopped. No. No. There's amen. Just call it for me. So you think your money is what they used to build your house? Can you see that? No. When you lay it down, that exercise that you do create a space in you to receive reality. So lay in store for themselves, it's not in heaven, for themselves, a good foundation that can stand the time to come. That foundation guarantees that they can lay hold on eternal life because it's a proof that they have attained to godliness. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So the focus there is that they need to deal with the terms that has capacity to shock, no matter what you are hearing, to shock the world. When you move from the riches, which is merely silver and gold, the riches can be in other forms. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I went in the house, please. But majorly, riches are store of wealth. So when you have desire to be rich, remember that the requirement for upward movement is that you will scatter it. You must scatter it. You must will. That's why today, what I found out in the church world is a capitalist system We call it church business, church industry, church school, call it any name. It's a capitalist system that is meant to rest one. Let me give you an example. No, it's done everywhere. You have 200 staff. You put them on piecemeal. You take one and give him exploitation. You pay him heavily. Or you do something to him. Maybe buy a car for him. It's not that you love them. No. You needed them to have an example of hope. They do it in business world. Is it not? They reward performance. And what they do in that reward performance is so that it will motivate others with the hope that I will also get it. And that hope makes you to give more. And giving more leads to more expansion. So it's not distribution of wealth. Nothing you are doing. If you distribute it, it must go through everybody. So the church in learning faith has built up capitalist mentality. It's still the same feudal system. That's why those who use feudal system in the other religion, they don't respect us. But it's what they do there that they also do here. Though we can't see because we are blinded from it. We can't see it. But they can see it. That it looks alike. I went in the house, please. Why? The world is not taking care of everybody. And that's not communism. It's community. It's community. In community, every person is taken care of. You get what I'm saying? In those days, when Miko was going to come to say, he said, "Ma, she for you. I will work for you. Mo fe mo leyin, mo fe mo yomo te bi, mo fe mo bi te ngbe." That is, guy is a politician. And really, that's community. But you can't do it. But if you do that, you won't build wealth. It's not easy to build wealth while you are doing that. But God who gave the world knows how many we are. And if it's distributed, there won't be extra. God has not given excess anywhere. If he gave down to the 5 trillion, it's because he knows what Nigerians need to live well. So you churching somebody to build your own up. When the faith comes into you, it takes away that power. You have strength to distribute. Why? It's no more your secured wall. They call you boss, yet you are not really living too much higher than them. It has not changed from being boss. It's because you have the power of faith to distribute. To communicate. Because every human being is afraid that if you have what I have, that you won't respect me. Olorun ta ba fi ju omode ai fi won ta ba fi won ani fi le lowo ta fi le lowo ani stop pon lo and that is june by all means. That's man talking. And that is june by all means. It will hide something. Amen. It can even happen in teaching revelation. You just keep, when you see something, let's keep that one for the next meeting. If you keep it, I show you, worms will eat it in your hands. If it's from above, worm will eat it. If it remains in your hand, it's from here. He told them, he said, the manna will fall. Go out. Measure it. Measure it. When you gather, measure it. The extra belongs to somebody. Because when he wants to rain it, he has counted the heads. So that you have the power to gather, instead of you have the power to eat everything. And some tried to prove God. They kept and kept the remains for tomorrow. By the time they got to tomorrow, it has bred warm. So when you say, godly men are being raised in church, you are talking about power is being raised. Power for possibilities that are unthinkable. Unthinkable. Many times you are thinking about, I want more money. You are thinking about how to increase your food you are eating, how to increase your clothes. Your mind just goes straight. In fact, you know what happens to all salary earners? New salary is coming now. Before they pay it, your standard of living has moved up. It's covetousness. It's covetousness. What they mentioned, you have changed your standard of living. Even if you have 1 billion, it still seems to be love. Because you will change your standard of living to 1 billion. To wait it up. You will have a special, the one that one was security built car. You will send that one that is a bulletproof one. The next one, you are thinking, your mind is just thinking. You can never have enough to give. Every rich men are very stingy. Go on, very, very stingy people. They'll give you a cup of tea, it's difficult. They are calculating how much it's costing. So if any one of them wants to find joy at the end of their life, let them embrace faith. Say embrace faith. Let me say the other side to you. And if you don't have riches, you have complex. Your riches is your complex. You know how your Bible say it? I know God. You need to be clothed because you feel you are naked without it. And you're trying to be clothed. Hallelujah. Come on, say, lay hold on eternal life. Come on, say it again. I like to talk about the mystery of it. But I think I will make it next meeting. I think there are things they want us to discover in this season. We have been mentioning the faith, but we don't know it. If Paul is giving warning and charging, because there's something you need to get, that if you're a Christian and you don't get it, your Christianity is a waste. Because if you live your life and they measure you with an unbeliever and you are not different, it means you are not appearing in the realm of the spirit. You are not appearing. You can't see you there. If they can't see these values in you, they can't see you there. You don't have foundation. You don't have a place of stay. There's no place to start life. Because we are talking about a life that we survive the present earth into the world to come. It can't just be a flimsy life. It must be a proved life. And I understand why in the early church it was easy for them to give. You know, today in this church you give to receive. Is that not true? Come on, give. It comes back to you hundredfold. God owes no man nothing. Sow the seed, I can assure you. They were not giving to collect back. They were giving their mysteries away to collect realities. To them, money is mystery book. It's the mystery. You know the meaning of mystery? Mystery. Who was Yoruba? Who was the Are? Oshiati Are? That's Yoruba is serious. You can only hear it in the mouth of PJ. So when they say give money, what are you giving? Someone will take money and say, money, come to me. Ari, come to me. It's natural that it will look for you. But when it's coming to you, you are pushing it. That's how it comes the more. You are pushing it. I can assure you in this season, the Lord will bless your hands. If the Lord is teaching it, emphasizing it, because it's raising grace for it. So it's building in you this stability. It's bringing in you the stature to make it a blessing, not a curse. Today, an ungodly man is a curse. Your brother is working with some guys in the Akura prison. And I heard he said, in recent time, he's seen the genuineness of the mercy of eternal life. When you walk close to rich men who have properties at 70, 75, 80, each time you get close to them, you see how real the message is. That it is it's sorrow to get there to experience it. Rather blessing to be saved from it. He said one of them, the son is, okay, there are two. The friend just came. The friend died. And the children came from abroad. They are abroad. One of the engine they bought for as much as maybe 60,000 naira some 30 years ago. This is 60,000 naira or 6 million. That's 6 million. 5 million. They came back and sold it for 200,000 naira. 200,000 naira. When this friend heard, He was not weeping for his friend, he was weeping for himself. Because he knows that his soul may be even worse than that. He's trying to see how to how to get everything. If he asks the man to give them. But he can't stand. And these are elders in churches who are going to heaven. But you don't have eternal life. You are going to heaven. You are a miserable man. You are a miserable man. What makes heaven interesting is the reward. It's the gift. It's the hold of eternal life. I pray in this season for us, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the light of this truth will find a place in us. I said to find a place in us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are some of us who have that endowment for great wealth. Endowment. And I tell you, it's not away from the gospel. But only that it's going to be for you a trial or a proof. For you, a proof of access. No, it's not running from it. It's knowing the responsibility. But the gospel that can save you is present, is in this apostolic teachings. How to save them, how to make them to lay hold. They practice the vocation of eternal life. Father, we thank you this evening. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We exalt you. We thank you tonight. I want us to just pray in the spirit. Brush capote.